What's going on, guys? Angel Talamantes, and this is the Man on a Mission podcast. And today, I want to talk about a huge misconception that annoys me when I'm in business meetings, when I'm with client meetings, as well as people who are in the fitness industry, as well as in the personal finance industry. And it's this idea about beating the competition. And the best way for me to explain this to you guys is to tell you the difference between an infinite and a finite game. So let's start with a finite game. Let's start with football, for example. In football, there are four quarters, and we understand all the rules that come along with it. And at the end of four quarters, we crown a winner. That's simple enough. But people try to treat business and finances and fitness like a finite game, where there's a winner, there's a loser. But personal finance goes on forever. Even if you strike gold, there's still a chance that a tragedy could happen to you and you could lose all your traction. Or in fitness, you could get to a certain point, but then once you get to that point, you could let yourself go. In business, you could hit new heights and gain, you know, maybe you make millions in revenue, but one bad move, you know, on the business chessboard, and you find yourself back at square one. So when businesses tell me, how do I beat the competition? I want to beat the competition. I want to get ahead of the competition. I don't understand. That doesn't make sense. Beating the competition does not make sense to me, because this is an infinite game and anything can happen at any time. Just like Windows, before Mac came, Windows was the big player in the game. Microsoft was a big player. And then Apple came. And, you know, the rest is history. But this is still an infinite game where Apple could make a wrong move and Microsoft could definitely take the lead. But what I want to tell you guys, what I want to explain to you guys, is that this is an infinite game. So you have to continue to make adjustments in your business. What worked 15 years ago is not going to work today. So when I come to talk to people about social media and they're talking about putting out print media and direct media and TV and radio commercials, it doesn't make sense to me, because YouTube, you can reach people for 1 cent per view on a YouTube ad, or you can reach people on between 1 and 3 cents per person reach instead of direct mail at a dollar plus per one person reached. And there's so much more attention on digital right now as opposed to television and newspaper and radio. And if you don't understand that in this infinite game, you're gonna get left behind and eventually not exist. So this was the Man on a Mission podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you guys want to find me on Apple Podcasts, you can search Man on a Mission podcast and subscribe. If you guys have an Android, go to Google Play Music and search Man on a Mission podcast. Also, I love the questions that are coming to my Instagram at Angel Talamantes Live. And if you want to follow me on my business page, it's at Click Leads Local. So until tomorrow, I'll talk to you guys later. I love you and thanks for listening.